WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're just running on fumes? Like your energy levels are perpetually drained by the chaos of daily life? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming, and your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial, creating a home sanctuary for relaxation and self-care. Think of it like this. Your home should be your ultimate haven, a place where you can recharge, distress, and reconnect with yourself. But in our busy world, it's easy to let clutter, distractions, and stress creep into our living spaces. We become sleep-deprived, stressed out, and frankly, just plain exhausted. So, how do we turn that around? How do we transform our homes into these peaceful sanctuaries? Well, listen up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change the game for you. First off, it all starts with decluttering. Seriously, guys, a cluttered space creates a cluttered mind. It's like visual noise bombarding your senses, making it harder to find peace and focus. Take some time, even just an hour, to tidy up, put things away, and get rid of anything you don't truly need or use. Imagine walking into a room that feels light and air instantly calmer, right? Number 2. Bring in the green. Plants are like little mood boosters. They purify the air, add pops of color, and create this sense of calm and tranquility. Whether it's a small succulent on your desk or a lush leafy plant in your living room, having greenery around can make a world of difference. Next up, we're talking about sensory experiences. Think about what truly relaxes you. Is it the scent of lavender? The sound of calming music? Maybe it's the feeling of soft blankets and pillows. Incorporate these elements into your home like candles with your favorite scents, play some soothing tunes, or invest in comfy throw blankets. It's all about creating a multi-sensory experience that promotes relaxation. Now, on to number 4. Designate a relaxation zone. Choose a specific corner of your home to be your personal retreat. This could be a cozy reading nook, a quiet meditation space, or even just a comfy chair where you can enjoy a cup of tea and unwind. Make it your own, add pillows, blankets, soft lighting, anything that feels inviting and peaceful. And lastly, don't forget the power of digital detoxing. Our phones are constantly buzzing with notifications and demands on our attention. Try setting aside specific times each day where you unplug completely, no scrolling, no checking emails, just pure relaxation. This allows your mind to truly unwind and recharge. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was feeling totally overwhelmed, deadlines at work, social commitments, the usual hustle and bustle. My apartment felt like a reflection of that chaos, piles of paperwork everywhere, dishes in the sink, barely any clean space to breathe. One evening, I decided to take a deep breath and tackle it head on. I spent an afternoon decluttering, organizing, and even adding some new plants. And you know what? The difference was night and day. My apartment felt lighter, brighter, and more peaceful. That night, instead of tossing and turning with anxiety, I actually slept soundly for the first time in weeks. It wasn't just about aesthetics, it was about creating a space that supported my well-being. So, remember these key takeaways. Declutter your space, bring in some greenery, engage your senses, create a relaxation zone, and don't forget to unplug regularly. Your home should be your sanctuary, a place where you can recharge, reconnect with yourself, and find true peace. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care practices are. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stoic Mindset Reset, because life is too short to be anything but calm and collected, right? See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.